Brian Beggs is the newest member of the Spokane City Council. He was appointed to fill the seat vacated by John Snyder. Attorney Beggs has worked on government accountability issues for several years. He may be best known for representing the family of Otto Zemm, who died while in police custody. For starters, Beggs doesn't believe his appointment to the council means the council will be heavily skewed in favor of another progressive council member.
I like to tell people, when I was raised by a very conservative mother and a very liberal father. And so really all my life, I have been trying to bring those groups together and find that common ground. Because I don't think people are as far apart as the political demagogues try to make it.
Brian Beggs says one priority for him will be to work on issues dealing with getting a new police chief and looking at the culture of the police department.
Because I've been working on police accountability in Spokane since 2006 when Otto Zemm was killed. And I've been involved every step of the way, but as a citizen on the outside trying to persuade city council what to do. And this gives me the chance, especially at this critical time when things are in disarray, to bring all that experience and knowledge to the table.
Another arena Beggs feels he has experience in is the concern about transport of crude oil via trains through the Spokane area. The number of trains is expected to increase if shipping terminals are approved on the west side of the state. There are concerns about oil train derailments and fires and explosions that have happened over the past couple of years. Beggs says as a former resident of Bellingham, Washington, he worked as an attorney and with a citizens group to overhaul laws dealing with transport of gasoline through pipelines after a deadly gas line explosion there in the 1990s.
I learned a lot about what you can and can't do. So the first thing that local people will tell you is, oh, it's a federal government issue, you can't do anything. And that's just not true. There are things that you can do. It's harder. It's more complicated. They told us we couldn't do it. But we changed the entire regulation of pipeline safety arising out of that in a Republican Congress.
Another issue Beggs is interested in working on is a fair hiring provision known as Ban the Box. The city of Spokane has already enacted it. It's the removal of a box on job applications that asks if an applicant has been convicted of a crime. In its place, the city does a background check at a later time after the initial application is filed. Beggs says there's an effort underway to ban the box on applications citywide, since about 25% of the people in the county can answer yes to that question.
Even though, you know, unemployment luckily has been going down since the recession, but people don't understand that the baby boomers are retiring in droves, and in the next few years, there's going to be so many unfilled jobs. And if you basically just exclude people based on something that may or may not be serious that happened a long time ago, you're really going to make it harder for economic growth to work in this town.
Beggs says the Ban the Box issue will be discussed at a forum March the 8th that will feature many local businesses. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.